Erev Pesach, Shachol Yesh B'Shabbos. So I'm sure we've discussed a lot of the Hirshim already on the question of when to do the Bir Chametz and the issue of how to have Suda Shlishis. And how to do Bir Chametz on Shabbos. There's one change we make in the Haggadah. In the Bracha, in the Birchas Geula, we mispallel that the Kenya v'yenu lechol min apsochem min azvachem. So on normally say min azvachem min apsochem, but on Mitzoy Shabbos Shechol Yis and Pesach Shechol Yis Mitzoy Shabbos, so we switch it min azvachem min apsochem. It's a difficult switch. Some explain that some of the karbonis, you can't bring all the karbonis that you normally bring. Not all the karbonis are there for Shabbos. So that's why we flip it. We'll be bringing some karbonis on Tzoy Shabbos. Many of the Forshim point out that's a difficult switch anyways, because this year is a Erev Pesach Shcholos B'Shabbos, doesn't mean that next year will be Erev Pesach Shcholos B'Shabbos. So why would we use Bala for next year? It's a difficult switch. I think that's one of the places where it's one of the places where the Torah Tumim says it's a toss. That it really said, it said the Mishnayis Shavu Gemara or something. That it says Menazochon Apsochon. But it had Rashi Tevis. Veiz Mem Shin. I'm not going to figure out what Beis Mem Shin meant. It's the effect message of Mitzvah Shabbos. I think he suggests that. But there's one very, very beautiful Gemara that discusses in Erev Pesach Shechol Yis Shabbos, Av Samach Vav Med Aleph. Very beautiful Gemara, and it's an important Gemara to know. Tana Rabbanan. Halacha zu nis'alma b'vnei b'seber. During the time of Bayis Sheni, there was an Erev Pesach Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. And the Korban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach, and then is eaten by Klal Yisrael on Leil Seder. And the Mishnah in Samach Dalet Amud Aleph describes in detail the three different groups through which Klal Yisrael would be divided when they brought the Korban Pesach. And that's one of the it's one of the minhagim we should have in Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach afternoon, we should go over the Seder of Korban Pesach. It's in many, many of the Haggadahs. If not, go to the Rambam. So normally Erev Pesach is a very, very busy time. So it's very hard for us to set time aside in Erev Pesach to go through the Korban. Sometimes they have to chop a few minutes before Mincha. But that's one of the advantages of an Erev Pesach Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, is that you can keep Erev Pesach in Tikkunah. Halacha is that Erev Pesach is also Ravoda. Erev Pesach afternoon has the same din as Chol HaMoed. Erev Pesach morning is the din is that it depends on the minhag year, at the beginning of the fourth week of Pesachim, Mokim Shenogu. But Erev Pesach afternoon is really a din of Chol HaMoed. But it slips by. Ad kedei kach, the halach is that a person in regular Erev Pesach should get his haircut on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. There's a ha'orah that the Chok Yaakov makes. But Yaakov suggests that this year we should move up the halachas of Erev Pesach to Friday. Friday should be Osir Bavoda Kibbutz Chol HaMoed. So that Ha'ara, this is another one of the Chachamim said Ha'ara. But that Ha'ara was not Mekubal. We don't, why is that? Because Machlokes Rishonim, why is Erev Pesach Osir Bavoda? According to Rashi, it's Osir Bavoda because it's a very busy day. But take care of Bir Chametz and Bitul Chametz and can be ready for the Seder. According to Tosfos and most Rishonim, it's because of HaKorban HaKorban. B'shas HaKrov Sakol, when a person brings a korban, so that thing becomes like a yomtiv. But a person, when Klal Yisrael brings a korban, becomes a yomtiv for Klal Yisrael. So Erev Pesach, afternoon, because you're bringing your korban Pesach, it's like a yomtiv. So, B'zman HaZeh, we're not bringing the korban Pesach. So it's a machlekes, Rishayim HaAchroinim, but it's Osir Balvod, but it's Osir, when there's Osir within the rice, within the Rabbanim. Some Rishayim say it's Osir within the rice, and some say no, it's only Osir within the rice, B'zman HaKrov Sakol. Now it's Osir within the Rabbanim. So the so the Chok Yaakov says, but according to Rashi, these are avoided because of the busyness of the day. So today the busyness is moved up to Friday. So maybe Friday should have the dinim of Erev Pesach. She also feels so avoided. So that was not mukumul by the Achorin. We don't treat this Friday like a regular Erev Pesach with Nisra Avoda. But for Karet, but this Erev Pesach is being Shabbos, so we have the thought, we have the ability to keep the din. Of Erev Pesach Kitikuna, Asim Amlacha. So that in upcoming years, the Mitzvah will have to keep it in upcoming years because of the Korban Pesach. It won't be a Shaila, it won't be a misconception. But even if we're still in Golos and in upcoming Erev Pesach, so this is a good year to begin to be more observant of the Isur Melacha on Erev Pesach than the Din of Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara there in Mishnah says on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph that the Korban Pesach is Doche Shabbos. That means in the Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, the Korban Pesach is Deich Shabbos. The Gemara says in Samach, the Mishnah says in Samach in Dalet Amud Beis that Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, they would make one of the changes in which they would do the Hefshet. In other words, he had all of Klal Yisrael bringing these little sheep. Sheep are a very small animal. So all of Klal Yisrael bringing the small shepsla. So all of Klal Yisrael was piling into the Harabayis. Is in a hard scene to imagine. But then they had to flay the Korban Pesach. Now normally a Korban was flayed, and certainly in Beis HaMikdash, the Korban was flayed on a series of hooks that were placed in a series of posts that were just to the side of the Mizbeah. But on Erev Pesach, there weren't enough posts and hooks to support all of the Korbanes Pesach. So what we used to do, it's difficult for us to imagine that we'll do this, is that two people would stand, and one would put their hands on the other person's shoulders. That's what the Mishnah says. Yishom Yiniach Al Kseifoi, Al Kosev Chaveiroi, Yitoyl Av Avshin. Right, they would take makalos dakim. They would take small sticks, and I would take a stick and put it on my shoulder, and then put a stick on your shoulder. And we'd stand close to each other, and we'd hang this dead animal right in front of our noses. And then another person would come, and with a knife, we'd end up flaying the animal. That's the fact. We learn that Gemara. We learn the Gemara in Shabbos at Kuf Tesvav. How do you flay an animal in Shabbos? That's the din. Then they would flay a lot of it, and then they would start taking out small pieces at a time, because it's Erev Pesach Chol Shabbos. And then the Reb says, Yudal Shechol Shabbos, they didn't want to be makel to use the sticks, so they would use our shoulders. So Miniach Yonde Al Kosev Chaveri, Yad Chaver Al Kseifa. We each would put our hands. And I put my hands on your shoulders, you put my hands on my shoulders, and then we'd hang the animal over our shoulders, over our arms. Right? Can you imagine the Americans doing that? So that's what we'll do, Yirtzeh Hashem. Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos. Yad Chaver Al Kseifa Teila U'Mafshit, and we would flay this Korban Pesach and pull out its Emurim, and while it's hanging on our shoulders, so they would pull out the different limbs that would not be eaten, but that would be taken to the Mizbeah. So, in Daf Samach Vav Mud Aleph, Gemara says, Tanur Abonim, and it once happened that an Erev Pesach Shecholis B'Shabbos, you know, famous, there are three famous, to my knowledge, Erev Pesach Shecholis B'Shabbos. This is the third. B'nei B'Seira. It happened in B'nei B'Seira. B'nei B'Seira was a town that was in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says it was a town in which the Nesiim lived. And Pam Achas Chol Arba Osl Yis B'Shabbos Shachuchu V'la Yodu Im Pesach Doiches HaShabbos Im Lav. They forgot whether Pesach was Doiches HaShabbos. They didn't know what to do. Man Ba'yishayim, I assume, was the first era of Pesach Shachol Yis B'Shabbos Ba'yishayim. I assume, I don't know, but they forgot the din. And they didn't know whether they should bring the Korban Pesach. Well, I guess the alternative was to wait till tonight and bring the Korban Pesach, the Lel Seder. So it'll be a very, very, very late Seder. It's very hard to imagine getting all everybody's Korban Pesach in both the Akrav and the Avshot, the Shechita, Akrav, Avshot, Azoya, everything, and the Achil and the Tzliya, all in before Chatzos. They didn't know what to do. So it's a Pella that they didn't know what to do. The Pella for two reasons. And this is what we call a Makshina Olam. The Ben Chassidus uses that Lashon. Makshina Olam. Ben Chassidus and Mitzvahei. What's Makshina Olam? It says, Makshina Olam is how could they not know that Eretz Yisrael comes to Russia? The Gemara is going to say later on. Then I'm reminded. The Mishnah. I didn't have the Mishnah then, maybe. Still by Shani. But it seemed to be a very well-known halacha. It's Makshin Olam. How could they not know the din that Erev Pesach that is Deich HaShabbos? But then there's another way to ask the kasha. This is usually attributed to Chasam Sefer Esses kasha this way. There's another Sefer. And asks this kasha this way. So he asks that the reason with such a pella is that there were two famous korbanos pesachim, and they were both brought on a Shabbos. The very first korban pesach, the very first pesach that Kal Yisrael had, not the one in. The very first Korban Pesach in not Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Doros had to be on a Friday. Why? Had to be on a Shabbos. Why? Because the very first Korban Pesach after the Mishkan in Midbar was the Mishkan was established on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, maybe in Hashmini. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Eser Atorois Nadlu Oso Yom, and there were 10 crowns on that day. And that was the 8th day of the dedication of the Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara says it's an Or Chodesh. It's Sefer Esses Kasha. Or Chodesh points out this point, makes this an Or. So and the Gemara says that what was one of the Atarois? Shabbai Never Olam, Rishon Lebris Olam. That means it was a Sunday, just like this year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was a Sunday. It was Yom Rishon. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Yom Rishon. So Yudalid Erev Pesach has to be Shabbos. So that means that the very first Korban Pesach that Kal Yisrael brought, Liyachid Tzis Mitzrayim, was on an Erev Pesach of Chutz Mishabbos. So they didn't know that the very first Korban Erev Pesach, no one remembered, that wasn't part of Kal Yisrael's legacy, wasn't part of the tradition. That the very first Korban Pesach was a Korban Pesach of Chutz Mishabbos. That's Erev Chodesh's Kasha. Chasveva has another Kasha. The very first Korban Pesach that we brought in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach Gilgal, that Yeshua brought. So the Gemara says, I think also Gemara Shams, as the Bris Milah that they were Mal then, right? They had to be Mal Klal the night of Milas. They were Mal Klal Yisrael. So they were Mal Klal Yisrael on a Wednesday. And the Gemara says, that was That was 3 days before. That was in Yud Aleph. So if Wednesday was Yud Aleph, Shabbos is Yud Aleph. So the first Korban Pesach, the Rabbi Yitzhak was Erev Pesach, Shacholis B'Shabbos. Right? So the first Korban Pesach that they brought, the first Pesach of Doreis, was Erev Pesach, Shacholis B'Shabbos. The first Korban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael was Erev Pesach, Shacholis B'Shabbos. So, says the Archonosh, Chasam Sofer, they couldn't remember. So it's a Pella. So that's a two kashas. Kasha number one, that it's a drosha with moyadoi. It's a basic halacha apparently that it's teicha Shabbos. And the other shaila is historically the two most famous korbanos Pesach were erev Pesach and Shabbos. The Yochadish and Chasam Sofer answer their kasha. The Yochadish says you can't ask a kasha because it was before Matan Torah. No, I'm sorry. It was before. Not before Matan Torah. So it was before. It was before the Easter of before Chazal established certain Easter that would get in the way. What does that mean? The problem of Korban Pesach is the problem of the din of Shechita, right? Is the din of Hazoya, the din of bringing the knife to the Azara, as we'll see in a moment. The Yochadish says that it's conceivable that they would do all this Ayidei Ketanim. Sorry, The Yochadish is the following teretz. The Yochadish's teretz is that it's conceivable that they thought that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach Bishlei Musa depended on all of Klal Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael. That they just like Trumas and Maizis requires Bias Kulchem. So they thought perhaps, and this is Rivitzulchan Inspector gives us there in the very Yitzchak. I'm not sure the Yochadish can, I thought the Yochadish has this there. So it could be the way the Sefer has it. The Yochadish made that the Kasha. But the very Yitzchak says that we know that in Bayis Sheni, so much of Klal Yisrael lived in Babel. So it wasn't that Roy Jews moved there to Israel. So that's how he understands it. Yeah?
In the tribe at the first Korban Pesach, also right. You have all the
right, but all the fact that all of Klal Yisrael was in one place, so then maybe we didn't require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Chaim Weiser has a teretz that maybe what they did is they had the ketanim do the shechita, 12 years old do shechitas, and they had the godel omer al gavo and instructed the 12 years old. Why? Because the iser of asking the 12 year old to do an iser drabbanon. So that iser drabbanon hadn't been established yet. The Achiezer, Rav Chaim Weiser. And the Chasam Sofer says in the Tshuva, in Ayin Tes, in Arachayim, that it happens to be Tshuva to the Maariz Chayis. So he has at the end that possibly the reason why they couldn't learn from Pesach Gilgal is because all of Klal Yisrael were Cholim Sheish Pesachona, because they just had a bris on Wednesday. And according to some Machlekes, whether it's 72 hours later or 3 days later. But if you hold it was 72 hours later, then everybody was being mechal on that Shabbos. The chaylim. And the Gemara says, the Gemara Udir Yom Sochem, that the Gemara has Ramaz in Holy Mikli Yorchim. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to prepare because maybe guests will come. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, then on Shabbos you should be allowed to be Mechala Shabbos because maybe there'll be a Cholish of Sakana. So the Chasam Sofer says, here, Tosfos Kasha is the Kasha. What do we do with oil? So you have to answer that it wasn't, that's not Shchiach. The Tosfos says, Uriyim Sochim. It's not Shchiach. So therefore you don't say Hoyal Agave Sakana Sosh. But if Klal Yisrael just performed the bris and rave people, so then it would be mutter to prepare a meat meal, because Hoyal, that maybe one of these Cholim will need the food. So therefore the Chasam says that they couldn't bring a rye from there. Alright, so those are the Teruts of the second Kash. Right? What happened to all the historic Korbanos? They each had an Eitz, and maybe they figured out some way. So fighting in Gemara. Amru, so they said in the Bezerah, Klum Yesh Odom Shein Deyam Pesach Dechas HaShabbos and Lav. There's nobody. This is the town of Nisiyim. Amru Lahem Odom Echad Yesh She'olam Yivavel V'Hillel Ababli Shmoy. They said there's one, Amru Lahem, so Hillel said, as the Rashi says, Amru Lahem, no, sorry, Amru Lahem is not Hillel. So Amru Lahem, they said to each other, Hillel, Sheshimesh Shnei Gedele Ador Shemayim Yavtalya, V'yoydeyam Pesach Deiches HaShavs. Sholchu, so they found Hillel, V'korvu Loi, Amru Loi, so they said to him, Klum ato yedeya im Pesach deiches HaShabbos im Lav. Omer lehem, so he said to them, V'chi Pesach echon yesh, V'chi Pesach echon yesh lanu b'shona, shen deiches HaShabbos, V'loi harbe yoysim im asayim sochem yesh lanu, b'shona shen deiches HaShabbos. Is over 200, why? So Rashi explains, because there are over 50 Shabboshes in a year, and every Shabbos has two Korbonos that are brought, two Tzmidim and two Musafim. So every year is over 200 Korbonos in a Deicha Shabbos. The Korban Tov and the Korban Musaf. Omru loy minayim lecha. Omru lem jenemar moyandoi. Shenemar moide bepesach, shenemar moide betomid. Ma moide omer betomid deiches haShabbos. The moide is deiches haShabbos. Af moide omer bepesach deiches haShabbos. Ve'oi, besides the gzeir reshove kal v'choimer. Ma tomid she'ein on ushkor is deiches haShabbos. Pesach on ushkor is deiches haShabbos. That was Hillel's report. All right. Miyad shivu v'rosh. When we knew Nasiyale. So when Hillel came up with this, when he solved the problem, so they made him into a Nasi. And he taught Ilchus Pesach all day long. So the Yerushalmi says that that's why this Alma Alocha. This Alma Alocha Kidei Lumnei Salalei. That's what the Teretz for the Hekshon of the Gemara says. The Gemara says that a Nichol Mokim is Gadubur. The Gemara says Kasha. If I remember correctly, it's one of the Malchei Yisrael. I think it's Chizkiah. That Chizkiah's father removed many of the Avodah Zarah. But there was still a lot of Avodah Zarah left. So the Gemara asks, why did once Chizkiah's father was removing Avodah Zarah, why didn't he finish the job? The Gemara says, "Mokim Yinichulay." Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Mokim Yinichulay is Gadarbo." But the Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged it that there would be that his father would not finish the job, in order that his son would be able to distinguish himself. In this way, that's the yisoid that we have been learning. How you talking that you and I should be able to have some insight? that it wasn't figured out before. I talking with Shmuel to read a Rashi with the Chiddush, that it should be a kasha that we can give a teretz. It's the Ramban, the Rashba, the Midva, the Siyosam, and all the later Chachmei Ashkenaz, and then all the Gedolei Achrayim, and the Gedolei Rishishivas. If they couldn't figure out Teirutzim, if they couldn't read Rashi's, how could we read it? How could we have a teretz? Shouldn't anybody bother writing a sefer nowadays? Right? That's why there were people who only review what's been learned before. The Gemara says, "Makim indichulei avayser," because Baruch Hu wanted that that Torah should be continuously learned. It should be learned bechidusha. Person should always be able to feel that they have some contribution to make. So, because Baruch Hu specifically allowed the Gili Hashchina to ooze out slowly. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made sure that Rashba would know that only Kol HaTorah Kulu Chinu. And not only understand Kol, but she was able to mitaretz every single kash. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow him to mitaretz every single kash. So there'd be some room for the later Rishonim. Right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gedolei Achrayim could have explained every single Shita's Rishon without any kashas. The only Goyim could have figured out Kol HaTorah Kulu Chinu, anything fine. Malkam Inichu Leilis Gadah, because Baruch Hu purposely held back the Gedolim of different Dairis, so they shouldn't be able to understand everything, in order there should be something left for a later door to figure out. Because Baruch Hu wanted every door to feel they have a kinyan in his Torah, and there's what to megal, what to understand in his Torah. So the Yerushalmi says the same thing happened over here. That in a chanami, it's a chadavar poshut, that shechitas korb pesach is derech hashem shabbos. Moyadoi. Gemara says that Hillel says it's kemat, not even a kasha, because you have the korban is tamed, the korban is musafim. Elamai. Yerushalmi says the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the klal yisrael to be mamad nehillel. So they were Meman Nehillel through this lapse. A lapse that Kadosh Baruch Hu forced on them and created. And apparently they understood that act of Ashkocha. Because Miyad Minuo Hillalayin. And Hillel immediately took on the job and taught the Milchus Pesach. Hischil mikantaron b'dvarim. So Hillel began to give them musar. Mikantaron, Rashi says, is a lesson of aggravation. He began to give them aggravation. Mikantaron. What did he say? Omar lahen. Mi garam lachem she'ele mi bovel ve'eyin nosi aleichem. What happened over here? Mi garam lachem. Who brought this upon you? That I, an outsider, a foreigner, you were in Eretz Yisrael, kimitin te tetera, you came up, your family came up, l'shivas tziyon. So mi garam lachem, who caused you, force it upon you, she'el, I should be an immigrant, a greener. And eye nosi aleichem, that I should be the nosi. Atzlus she'oyisa b'chem, she'leishimashtem shnei gedoilei ador shemaya v'abtali. So he says, the Gemara put that already. The Gemara said already, klum yesh yideya im pesach deiches ha'shabbos lav. Omer lahem, so they said to themselves before, Odom Yeish, and what do they say? Sheshimesh Negdili Ador. They have to find the person, not the person who would be able to figure it out, not a person who was an Eliyashim person, and be able to figure out on his own from the text, move to Mudayik and Askashas. They were looking for a person. They maintain the connection to the previous door, Sheshimesh is that there is. The Gemara says in Brachas, right? Godel Elisha, Sheshimesh, Gadol, Shimushi, Yesimi Talmuda. To be Mishamesh, a Gadol is greater than learning from. Doesn't mean that Lani is Daite. Doesn't mean just washing his hands and being his Gaba. It means the limud you get from being Mishamesh is greater than the limud you get from being in a shir. That's what it apparently means. So here he's saying they were looking for a person that the limud that they had from hanging around Shemayim Avtalia. And so we don't know that Shemayim Avtalia and Davka drilled into Hillel, Era, Pesach, Shechulis, Mishabas. We don't know. But apparently, Hillel said that that's the lapse that happened over here. You can learn on the two levels in which it has to be learned. Number one, how come they didn't know the din? Because there was a break in the Masorah. So there's a break in the Masorah. There's a loss of Hemshech. So Gemara says when Rav was Nifter, so they even forgot the Gemara says in Brachis. The Talmidim were sure but should not lachis the Birkas Hamazon. There's a loss in the Hemshech, there's a certain trauma that takes place and causes Shikha. So the Gemara says, but then the Yerushalmi is on a deeper level. Miga Ram Lachem. In other words, that there was the Hanhaga of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael was missing this Hemshech, was missing a person who was Mishamish the previous door. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, we learn the Pshat in Yerushalmi. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought it about. Atzel Shel Bechem, he says, your laziness. Apparently, the Hillel is saying it's harder to learn Mishi Mushai than Mi Talmuda. So when you learn Mishi Mushai, he says that requires greater focus. So Atzel Shel Bechem, because you relax the days ago. Take it easy. Fascism means a person's figure. You know, so I won't learn from times. I'll learn from Mother Rebbeim. I'll learn from Svarim. So Atzel Shel Bechem, the fact that they pushed it, they were easygoing. Could be that when a person learns Torah Shebal Peh from a Rebbe, so when Hillel said by Shmuel Avtalia, he knew whatever he's going to get, that's what he's going to get. He's not going to, can't go back to the library after to look it up. Right? He's not going to have look at a CD. He's going to have to go online and get the shiur. So when you're sitting there, and when the Rav gave shiur, the Rav didn't allow someone to take notes. Because they were not allowed to take Rav Schechter's notes were all written up on Fridays. It's the kind of the world was first exposed to Rav Schechter's mind. That they sat in shiur Tuesday through Thursday, and these are hours and hours of shiur. And when the Rav would not allow tapes, b'chlal not. And in my time, he wouldn't allow tapes. In my time, he allowed us to take notes. But in earlier years, he wouldn't allow to take notes. He thought that would disrupt the concentration. And he'd be too focused on what you had to remember and write down. So he wouldn't be able to focus and work with him on the shiur. Right? I find that if I don't write notes, I lose the train of thought. It's hard for me to remember what my Rebbe said 10 minutes ago. So I want to see which way the shiur is going. I have to go back there in front of me. Find that I'm more involved if I write notes. So in our time, he allowed us to write notes. It's cut no dirs. And we were telling him we were allowed to write notes, but we couldn't take tapes. So what Hillel was saying, though, if you're sitting by your Rebbe, and you know this is, it's Torah Shebal Peh. He says it, it's here, 10 minutes later it's gone. Right? Until he gives the same shiur over again, that's it. So when you have such a sense that if I catch it now, I catch it. If I don't catch it now, I'm not going to catch it. You're going to be missing part of Torah. So Hillel said, I was mishamesh Hillel as Shemayim Tanya that way. That's what it means, Atzal Shevacha. When you're learning Ayidei Shimush, that means that you realize this event, this word, may not come around again. So, he says, that's why you missed this din. But since I learned with such a focus, such a passion, that I didn't miss a din. So even though it wasn't relevant for me, I didn't have an Erev Pesach Chol Shabbos, I didn't know what was going to happen. Right? I was in Bavel. But because every word that came out of Shabbos telling the was so precious to me, I didn't miss it. I got it. So, Atzel Shabbachem, because Baruch Hu brought it about that you needed to have a Nasi like me. Okay? So Gemara says, beautiful Gemara. Omar Lehemigar, Omar Loi, Omar Loi, Rabbeinu. So he asked the Makasha, Shachach Loi Hevi Sakin Me'erub Shabbos. What happens if a person forgets to bring the knife to Beis HaMikdash, right? They didn't have enough Shechita knives for every Korban Pesach. So to tell every Jew, every Pesach had to have a Shechita knife, right? Every Jew has to buy a flashlight for the Digas Chometz. So you can imagine a candle. So you can imagine every Jew, every Chabura, right? Had to have a Shechita knife for Korban Pesach. And the fundraising mailers, because Beis HaMikdash would send out shechita knives. Now they send out the feathers and the spoons. So then they probably send out the shechita knives. So what happens? So apparently, what they used to do, Erev Pesach Shabbos, right? They knew it was Zeicha Shabbos. So what are they going to do? So the korban, the animal, they can lead along. But what about Eitzah? How are they going to be Moitzi? And Tais just discusses, is Yerushalayim a Rishus HaRab or not? Goes against the Gemara and Erevin. This, by the way, the Tais is in Samech Hei, and Mechamed HaRabbeit, that's one of our Gemaras. We learned that the Hamid Aleph, Echad Acholim, Mechabes, and Gabin, Gerberus. So one of the things the Kohenim did in Beis Hamikdash on an area of Pesach, Shlosh Shabbos, which aggravated the Chachamim, they used to wash the blood off the street, off the Zara. There's so much blood from all these Korbanos. So on Shabbos, the Kohenim used to fill up the trough of water. They used to stop up the Amma of Mikdash and allow the water to overflow to be able to do a sponge on the floor of the basement. Chazal on that side, they weren't happy with that. So this Tosfos, the Gemara discusses that. So this Tosfos discusses that Mechad and Rabbis. So, the Gavi Shabbos, a Cholev. So, anyways, so the Gemara says, so now the Jews didn't know how they're going to bring the knives. So they should have done. It's like when Purim is Mitzvah Shabbos, so you leave your Megillah and Shul. So you're supposed to leave their knives in Haravai someplace. They have a Sivan someplace. Leave their knives in a certain place, and then Mitzvah Shabbos, they get their knives. So it's not Mitzvah Shabbos, they get their knives. Right? Why should we matter Eitzah? It was necessary to leave the knife there from Erev Shabbos. So Shochach v'loyevi. What happens in Shabbos if a person forgot and did not bring his knife? What's the din? Omar lein halacha zu shamati v'shachati. Gemara says later on, what does Gemara say? What do you mean shachati? It means because he had a moment of gaiva. Because he gave this kind of musa, he got them aggravated. The Gemara says, "I'm a government base." says, Kola Mesiyair M'chacham U'chachmosim Mistalekes Mimenu. Im Novi U'nivuosim Mistalekes Mimenu. Im Chacham U'chachmosim Mistalekes Mimenu Mihila. He said that the person is Mizgoya. He says a moment of arrogance. If he's a Novi, he loses Nivuah for a moment. If he's a Chacham, he loses Mi'chachmosim. So Hillel said, you guys are not lazy. You were not Mishamish like me. Me, Garm, who brought me up because I was Mishamish, my rebellion. So he probably didn't mean it. Petech, you were, he probably meant it. Petech Musar. That there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who brought this about. Maybe it was a moment that he was saying about Nivus. Kadosh Baruch Hu who brought it about that you would forget. So you'd have a Nasi that was Mishamish just to maintain the Hemshah. But in that was a moment of Yuara. So bang, he got it right away. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made him forget it then. So what happens? So what does he say? Omer lahem, halach zu shemaiti v'shachachti. First the white lines. Elahanach leni Yisrael, im ein neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. He says, let's just wait and see what happens. Which means Ashkocha, it's such a beautiful story. Ashkocha was that Hillel was brought into position because Klal Yisrael needed to have a Nasi that was Mishamish the previous door. A Nasi has to have a Hemshech. They have to feel that they're connected to previous doors. Right? We always say, Kol Emer Domer V'Shem Omer Mevi Gul Oilam. So, when he is daiti, what's the pshat? Because you're not a ganav, so you need a little oil. Because you're not a plagiarist. Right? So, whatever the Hashem Rabbah means that because I'm not a plagiarist, I need a little oil. That's all we need. Not to be plagiarist. That's the pshat is the following. Pshat is b'shem omer, not b'shem. I thought of it myself. I figured it myself. I had this chus, I was mechanish shavar. I had this chus yetzrim. I had the zechus to say it in my own name. I happened to see the safe later on. No, so it doesn't take away my zechus to say it. But we say a word in the name of somebody else already said it. You figured out yourself. You could say this Torah by yourself legitimately. But instead you say it b'shem omrei, so you connect Klal Yisrael to previous door. So you misav a previous door in Klal Yisrael. Learn a chazanish. They can take the opportunity to learn a chazanish. So that you get a chance to see. You don't normally see chazanishes. We said the other day. We learned the Zikin, so we're busy with the choices and Litvah Shalomis. Right? Learn the Noshim, and the rules of Litvah Shalomis. So you learn Moye, you have a chance to learn a chazanish. What's the double? So you connect it to the previous door. You see, you jump. The lapses there. You learn a bare Allah, you get to appreciate what. When you learn Mishnah Berurah for Allah, you don't really appreciate the Chofetz Chaim. When you learn a Sugya, and then you learn the Mishnah, then you learn the bare Allah, and then you see what the Chofetz Chaim accomplished. You see the work that went into it. Right? You see the every mission he worked out. And he has Shilas, and he was. So then you appreciate him, and he used all the new Kisveyad. Didn't have previous diaries. So you have a chance that maybe Gula Oilam, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when there's a Hemshech HaDoyres, that's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Gula Oilam. So Hillel probably wanted to create the sense of Hemshech HaDoyres. But there was a moment of Yuara, so Kadosh Baruch Hu made him submit to the Hamoina. So the Hashgacha works over here. He didn't know the halacha. So he said, where am I going to learn this halacha from? Right? From the Hamoina. That's the... That brings the process of halacha full circle. That the Hamoina is dependent on the Nesi'im or dependent on the previous Doiris. And the Nesi'im can be dependent on the Hamoina sometimes. And that's what Hillel says. Let's see what happens. It's exactly what happened, we're not sure. Whether somebody remembered the din, or whether somebody figured out the din. But they figured out a din. What's the din? Halitzok, lachayad. Right, a din de Rabbanon. So the machar, misha pischay tleh, toichavay mitzmaray, misha pischay gdi, toichavay bin karnov. Ro'a masa v'nizgar alacha. So Hillel now learned from Hamayna. If there was a moment of Yura, so now Kadosh Baruch Hu was removed. Va'amar taka kach mekublani ipi shemayi v'avtalya. So now the Gemara analyzes the din. Do we need a gzeira shavah kal v'chaymer? Also, when you see the beauty of the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying right now? The Gemara says, you have a kal v'chaymer gzeira shavah. So the Gemara says, why do you need a kal v'chaymer gzeira shavah? The Gemara shows you could ask a kasha on this kal v'chaymer. So the Gemara says, so you tell me, what is the primary distinction between Kal V'chomer and Gzeira Shavah? No? Right, it's Gvaldik. The Gemara says, Kal V'chomer is the one drush, one meter which is not requiring a Seder. Gzeira Shavah is the one meter that less man the poly requires a Seder. Right, so the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says, that this din, this very din of Erev Pesach, Shalom Shabbat, and Bidu Korban Pesach needs both, or at least was some of both on Kal V'chomer and Gzeira Shavah. So the Maisa Shehoyah B'nei Meseira, we needed both the Meseira of Hillel. They couldn't have gotten off the ground with the Meseira of Hillel, but they couldn't have brought the Korban Pesach, would not have been brought by everybody if not for the inside of the Hamoina. Right, the last line. Omer Mar. The Machar Misha Psochai Tle Teichelai Bitzimroi. Gidi Teichelai Ben Karna, son of Ra, Amen Vez. Loka Ovid Avoida Bekotchim. Right? Ka Ovid Avoida Bekotchim. They're making the carbon doing Avoida. So he says, they tag ahead like Hillel. Omer love Hillel miyamav leimol on the beilos ela maybe chum lazar makdisha v'semech yoda leo v'sheicheta. All right, the Gemara goes on to discuss Pesach b'Shabbos heichi motzi mekadesh lei. Then the Gemara discusses the din of mechamer. Here, when they're using, wasn't a violation of the din of mechamer? Mechamer behemah is making the behemah do malacha and carry. So they were being leading the behemoth. It's also Gemara on Shabbos. So Gemara says it was Mechamer Kalachayah. Just in a few more lines, the Gemara says Beloy Mechamer, Mechamer Kalachayah. Mechamer Kalachayah, Nami Nidhi Surah De Rai Selek, Surah De Rabban Ika. The Gemara says, "Haynu de kaboy min a dover sheish liyetim in a tayra, v'dover shvus oimin lefanav laakroi kol achayan v'mokay mitzvah mai omlem halachas u'shamati v'shachachti ela nichol en Yisrael im ein nevime b'nei nevime." The Gemara says, "What was really the issue over here? Everybody knew that you could make, you could do a haitzah kol achayan. But here the question was, dover sheish liyetim in a tayra." If the Torah clearly tells us that we're supposed to bring a korban Pesach and Shabbos, v'dover sheish l'heter min haTorah, v'dover shavus oimei, the Gemara says, Rashi says, dover sheish l'heter min haTorah, haitzor kalachiyad. And then there's a din de rabbanon that says kol achayad is aser. La'akroi, should we be mevatel the iser de rabbanon b'mokay mitzvah? This is what we pointed out, that there are different levels of Isurei Derabbanan. So Gemara says this kind of an Isurei Derabbanan, which is Chazal taking away a heter the Torah established. So that was the Nakuda that he forgot. Hillel didn't know whether we should be Ma'akir, this Din Derabbanan of Eitzor Kol Achiyah. So this is the third Erev Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach Chodesh B'Shabbos, that sort of third famous one. If you think about it, first one was in Mishkan, second was the first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, the third, and I can't say exactly when it was in Bayis Sheni, right? But it wasn't long after the Shivas Tzion. But especially if you figure that Shemayim of Talion were of the very first Zugos. So the Torah used the Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos to bring Hillel to be the Nasi. And to emphasize for Klal Yisrael the importance of the continuity of learning of Besorah in the halacha is supposed to work both at the same time. And this is the Nekudah of Gemara. At the same time, Kadosh Baruch Hu stressed for us the importance of being meshamish the previous dor. At the same time, Kadosh Baruch Hu stressed how he will always leave a place for Klal Yisrael to have a place in the maintenance of Allah, whether through the Yisod of Inichu Mokim Lizgadar Boy, or whether it's through making sure that Loi Nevim Bnei Nevim. The same Korban Pesach, the same Shabbos. But it was a celebration not only of the appointment of Hillel, but at the same time was a celebration of Imlay Nevim and Bnei Nevim. As Pshat, in Veheishi Leim Ovois Albanim, Leim Ovois Albanim. Right? After of Shabbos HaGadol. After of Shabbos HaGadol. Veheishi that Geula comes when the previous generation sees how they're dependent on the upcoming generation, and how the upcoming generation feels its dependence on the previous generation. That's why Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim is Davkis in the midst of Yigaz Lamin. That the younger generation is to feel dependent on the previous generation. Yigaz Lamincha. And the older generation has to be invested in the younger generation. And that's where Leil Seder surrounds this relationship. Okay. For the Chakoshim Sameach, Leil Tzkanish Chag. Tomorrow the Navi refers to Leil Pesach, but Leil Tzkanish Chag. That the Leil Pesach is a night when a person can achieve a very high level of Kedusha. It's a very, very difficult. Very difficult because many other things going on. It's more difficult for parents and for kids usually. The parents have to worry about all the different ages of their kids. Have to worry about different ages. So the different have to deal with different levels. It's not halach. You have to be malami each kid kifi darko. You have an opportunity. We didn't discuss this in our time, but the Rosh writes that the key mitzvah deraisa of Korban Pesach of Sipritis Mitzrayim is only if the kids ask their parents. So according to Rosh, if you ask your parents, Akasha, Leil Seder, you give them the opportunity to make the mitzvah deraisa. According to Rosh Hashem, it's not dependent on the kids' kasha. According to Rosh, it's dependent on the kids' kasha. But the Leil Tzkanish Chag is a night, the Leil Seder, when you think about it, is one of the richest nights that Klal Yisrael has. Leil Seder and Nivah. Leil Seder, so much is happening. Besides the mitzvahs, you only do once a year. And Limud, and the family lives together. It's a yomtiv. I mean, it's and generations are able to interrelate to each other. Sometimes brachas from three generations, four generations around the table. And there's so much going on in the Seder. You can discuss, you think over the years, the various Shabbos HaGadol drushas that Rabbanim have given, they've discussed through Leil Seder so many Yesedis, whether it's in Marginal Mitzvahs and in Yesedis Chavilois and Mitzvah Shvichas Kavana, so many Yesedis come up in Arvei Pesachim, and then there's with Kiddush, the Birkas HaMazon. There's so much besides all the drushas and the Agoda to discuss. So it can be, it only goes by very, very quickly. Even as it grinds on sometimes, it goes by very quickly. The time Chatzai sits, an hour later. So, Mitzvah Sibji Mitzrayim is constant. If a person is able, it's hard. It's not easy. That's why there's a minig of some to say Shirshim later on. To try to. Tachab, Nalel Seder, Nalel Geul, Geulat Yisrael. Night of Keshbaruch was Pesach al Abotim. If you think about these things, Keshas Mor, Keshas Mat, you can't speak, can't be Masa, which probably yesterday. So you have time to think about these things. Think about the Merirus. Any Nakuda of Mitzrayim. The Merirus, the suffering, the Geula, the Chipozay. And just take any Nakuda and just think about it for a few minutes. What event? And the Geula, over it means later generations. The first is very, very, very hard. Because there's so much happening. So whatever happens, no Kali shows my kind mitzvahs. Even without reaching high madrigas. That's also high madrigas. How many mitzvahs it happened one night. But if one's able to also have a higher level, think about Geulat Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shmir, Leil Shmur, Kadosh Shmir on us. So we can reach a higher level of, and the night is open to it. So the Ramchal writes, Derech Hashem. The Tekufas are always open. The Tekufa of Leil Seder is open to an Asogas. If we can, then we'll all do it. Achad Kosher V'Sameach. Yeah, you can make milk.